You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton is sending a strong message to residents in the state's virus hotspots.
Drivers and passengers can expect and should expect to see us, and the strong probability that they will be intercepted and asked where they're going and why they're going there.
It comes as over 1,000 officers have been recruited to the 36 Melbourne suburbs that are in lockdown again. Stage 3 restrictions are being reimposed in areas such as Kings Park, Water Gardens, Broadmeadows, Fawkner and Ascot. Residents must follow stay-at-home orders until at least the 29th of July. They are unable to leave the house except for 4 reasons: work or school, daily exercise, care or caregiving, or to get food and other essentials. Victorian Police Minister Lisa Neville says anyone caught breaking the rules can face a hefty fine.
Police each and every day will come in contact with thousands of people in those communities and will be checking that those people are doing the right thing, following the stay-at-home directions, and not attempting to breach those rules.
Re-implementing strict restrictions is being done to contain an unacceptably high number of new cases detected in the state. There are 415 active cases of COVID-19 in Victoria. 77 new cases have been recorded, marking the state's 15th consecutive day of double-digit rises. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, says there is lingering concern about the more than 24 new infections that have emerged from areas outside those in lockdown.
They are largely in the hot zones, as it were, but not exclusively. One of the issues is people do move around a little bit. Obviously now with the restrictions in force, people should be limiting their movement to the fullest extent possible, only leaving home for those 4 reasons. But prior to this, obviously people have moved around and seen people in other suburbs. And so some of those cases, and they're a minority, are outside of those so-called hot zones.
Dr. Sutton says there is also an increase in infections with an unidentified source.
There are now 332 total cumulative cases with an unknown source that indicate community transmission. That's an increase of 31.
Of the 77 new cases, 13 are linked to known outbreaks, 37 have been detected through routine testing, and 27 are under investigation, with none now in hotel quarantine. But the hotels are now the subject of a judicial inquiry headed by Justice Jennifer Cote. Confirmation of the investigation comes amid claims of widespread problems with the coronavirus quarantine of returned travellers. There are allegations of inadequate personal equipment, undertrained staff, fraudulent billing by private security contractors, and even claims some hotel guards had sexual relations with guests. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told Channel 7, if the allegations are accurate, then it is disgraceful.
If those statements are true, that would be completely and utterly unacceptable, and we would encourage the Victorian authorities to throw the book at them if any of these individuals or the firms have behaved inappropriately.
But Kazim Shah from the United Workers Union is defending security guards, saying to Channel 10 they weren't given enough preparation for the work.
There's no training. They don't understand what infection control is. They've been given a paperwork and to sign off and told to keep their mouth shut.
According to Mr. Shah, workers were placed in dangerous situations.
So what is happening is this, that for example, if I have not lost my usual worker place, they've been put up into the hotels as managers who don't even have security background. So they can't do risk assessment, they can't do anything. So they're just put in the spot where they're putting guards' lives at risk.
Ms. Neville says the probe will be thorough to ensure the facts are uncovered.
This inquiry is comprehensive, it is wide-ranging, it focuses on actions of government, on hotels, on contractors, security, on food suppliers. It will look at the decisions that have been made or look at the contracts that were in place.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is offering to supply any resources Victoria needs to help alleviate the state's coronavirus crisis.
So we're very focused on the fixing, on the containing, on the practical challenges of this. Obviously, what has happened with the quarantine, I think the Premier's been pretty upfront about that and pretty honest about where the weaknesses have been.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.